Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Geelong's Big Thing.
Big Mac Truck.
That's right. Earlier this week, Herbie, some very exciting news on our end in the fact that the council unanimous decision to go forward with the big ute.
That's right. They are supporting the feasibility study see how much it's going to cost, where it's going to go.
Should mention, it's not just going to be the big ute. It's going to be teamed with the Motoring Museum and Industry Museum as well. So supporting a lot of big things that have happened here in Geelong.
The fridge, the Hills Hoist.
That's right. All those amazing inventions from Geelong. And today, Dan Andrews was in town. Louis Zacher from the newsroom, you got to have a chat to him, didn't you? Hold on, sorry, I've forgotten about you, Mike.
All good. Yeah, we met up at the Geelong Arts Centre, obviously the big unveiling of the new plans for the big building there, but that wasn't the big thing that was on my mind.
No.
I had a question for Mr. Andrews, and I said, have you heard about our plan for the big ute?
And this is what he had to say.
I think that's a matter for the people of Geelong, and I want to hear from the people of Geelong about whether they thought that was the right way to sell this city, the right way to brand this city. I'm proud, and everyone in Geelong's proud, of the manufacturing history of this city and the modern manufacturing that's going on now. But that's a big statement, and it does encapsulate some of Geelong's story, maybe not all of Geelong's story. But again, if it's something that Geelong residents and businesses and locals wanted to support, then of course we would look at it, because we listen to Geelong and then we get on and get things done.
Full disclosure, it was initially a proposal from our afternoon radio show that then got to council. So
yes, well, there you go. You've declared your interest, and that's always a good thing. I must say, this is the first time that this proposal has been raised with me. It's not to say it doesn't have merit. People write to me a lot. They talk to me a lot about schools in Geelong, with Geelong Hospital, roads, rail, all those sorts of things. They haven't raised this one yet, but who knows? Maybe there'll be a groundswell. Maybe the horsepower behind this will be just undeniable. We'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
Oh, the big dog.
Said it himself, the horsepower behind it. That's what we have, guys.
That's positive.
It sounds like it could happen.
It's a very political answer.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
You know?
But it wasn't a no.
Yeah,
that's true.
It wasn't okay, we've got money to go elsewhere.
That's true.
If you boil it down, I got one particular bit out of it that I think we just need to focus on.
If it's something that Geelong residents and businesses and locals wanted to support, then of course we would look at it, because we listen to Geelong and then we get on and get things done.
Yes, and guess what? Yeah. They signed the petition. Geelong wants it. Dan, come on, get your wallet out and pay for this bad boy.
I'm just sitting on the on the side of caution here. You know, he's right.
No.
Oh, I'm excited for it. We've done our part, Herbs.
Stuff the air, of course. I'm just rolling with this.
Well,
it's coming
exciting
to town.
Yeah, and at least he now knows about it. That's what I take out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's not going to be surprised by it if it just pops up. He's like, what's this big dude? Well, that's
on
right.
The radar.
Louis Zacher. K-Rock.
Do we now instruct everyone across Geelong, Surf Coast and Bellarine, to write to him saying, this is what we want?
Not only him, Lisa Neville. Christine Cousins, your local members.
Well, we've got Richard Marles on next week.
Richard Marles, bring it up with him, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we'll say, what do we need to do? It's exciting.
It's happening,
it
guys.
Exciting.
The wheels are in motion and the car's about to rev.
And how's the goal of this man, Louis Zacher, just to get a one-on-one with Dan Andrews as he's leaving the press conference?
Yeah.
Oh, we appreciate it. That's
thank
awesome
you, Louis.
Effort.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Cheating, Josh. It's never okay.
No, I don't think so.
Never okay. And the only time that I sort of will get around the subject is when you hear of a great story of a cheater getting caught.
Yeah, that's great.
It's one where you go, well, serves you right.
Yeah.
Serves you
absolutely
right. Absolutely. And a lady has taken to TikTok to share her experience of how she caught her partner. And I'm calling it. She is the new Sherlock Holmes.
Really?
How she managed to figure this all out it's quite genius.
Well done to her.
So she was in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
And she had made the four-hour flight to meet her partner, was staying at his house. He had to go off to work and she slept in. And when she woke up, she was just, stretching on the bed, taking her time.
Yeah.
And she noticed on one of the pillows was a blonde hair.
Wow.
And she thought, I've got brown hair.
Can you tell the difference that, I guess you sort of can,
well, if
can't
they're
you?
Like, especially
really
if you have
blonde,
like a peroxide blonde
yeah, right,
compared
yeah
to someone who's got dark brunette hair, like, you're going to be able to tell that that's not yours.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He had short hair, and this is quite long. So he's thinking, who do I know that he knows, or who do we know that has blonde hair?
Yeah.
So they had each other's Facebook accounts. She started going through his friends to see which
people
friends
blonde.
Had blonde hair.
Yep.
Who were in the area.
Yeah, okay.
And she narrowed it down to one person, and that is a co-worker of his. And so she ended up going, do you know what? I'm going to test my luck here. And she texted her, she messaged her on Facebook, just a simple message of his saying, good night.
Right.
This girl's now replied, good night, baby. I can't wait to see you. Caught out red-handed, Josh.
Oh.
She said she hopped on the next flight home, didn't speak to him again.
Good.
Done.
Good on her.
That
got
is,
out of there.
Yeah, get out of there.
What a dog.
But well done on the investigation.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a bit of work, isn't it?
It's a bit of work and she shouldn't have to do it, but she's better off without
it. Well done. Congratulations to her.
A great story.
You've worked it out before it kept going.
How you caught a cheater.
That's well done. I like that.
So I want to know now, Josh. I want to put it out there because that is incredible. That's an amazing story.
Well done.
5223 2955. And you can stay anonymous here.
Absolutely. We know these things are, you know, a bit private.
It's quite juicy as well. Simply share with us, how did you catch the cheater?
Yeah, what sort of tipped you off?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, something's not right here, is it?
What kind of investigation did you lead?
5223 2955. We'd love to hear from you. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock.
Asking the question, how did you catch a cheater? On 5223 2955, after a female, she was dating a guy, she found a blonde hair on her boyfriend's pillow. She has brunette hair, thought, who's this?
Yep.
Went through his friends, anywho, figured out that it was his co-worker, messaged her, she replied, boom, he was cheating, investigation closed.
Well done to her. Congratulations.
Left the relationship. We should point out, cheating is just so wrong.
Yeah.
So.
I don't understand it.
Don't
personally.
Get it at all. Lauren's got involved at our Facebook page and she said she already had her suspicions that her ex had cheated on her, but she pulled up next to her ex's dad at the traffic lights and he was on hands-free to her current partner and heard them talking, saying, are you going to trade her in for the one in Tamworth?
Oh, what? And the dad.
That
he's a dog as
so
well.
So bad.
Let's go to Vicky in Geelong. How did you catch him cheating?
Well, basically, he was very smart and decided to cheat with two best friends and whom happened to fall in love with him. And I was actually friends with these girls too and realised that they were fighting. And I was like, what's going on, girls? Can't you just make up, you know? And they're like, oh, we'll get over it. Anyways, eventually, it was probably about 2 weeks after that, they both dobbed themselves in. They both called me up and one said, did you know so-and-so is cheating on, you know,
with your friend.
Is sleeping with your man. And I was like, what? So I rang so-and-so and so-and-so said, no, so-and-so is sleeping with him.
Oh,
and
they were
sleeping with him. Yeah. So he basically, he played volleyball and he was training Mondays and Wednesdays and game days are on Fridays. But there was no training. It was just game days.
There was no volleyball.
You know, they were the training.
Oh, what? And your friends are no good too.
Jeepers.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity for them, I guess, because I was 8 months pregnant on the couch, so I didn't really want to leave the house.
Oh, what?
So it was a double whammy. It was good fun.
Oh, they all Vicky. Suck. I want to say something else, but I can't.
You're not still with him, are you?
Yeah, please don't.
No, sure.
You got rid of them as well? Jeez.
Yeah, long gone.
Cleaned
long gone.
House. Good job. Jeez.
Yep.
you can't trust those around you, can you?
Gee, well, I hope but obviously not in this case. That's just... Oh.
Well, Vicky, we're on your side.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be on my side too. I don't know how any of that's good.
Well, let's hope that you're on your side. Yeah, someone needs to be. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. That's...
insane.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, you know turtles?
Oh, do I know turtles?
The cute little things, turtles.
They are, unless you get those snapping turtles. They're a bit... Oh.
A bit more aggressive.
Yep.
Turns out there's a real aggressive turtle out there.
Really?
So much so that there is flesh-eating turtles.
Yeah, that doesn't... I guess when you lead with cute and start the story to a flesh-eating one, you probably...
It's stepping it up a little bit.
It's a mixed bag, isn't it?
And so when I read this, I thought, no, there's not such a thing. But back in the early 1980s, supposedly India's government announced a plan to release these specially bred flesh-eating turtles into the River Ganges.
Yeah.
Because part of Hindu faith, people get cremated after they pass away near the river, and so normally your body will decompose, but there is sometimes where bodies aren't, and they do go into the river, so they thought we'll release the turtles.
This is a good idea. Yep.
And they will do that. It was a massive fail.
So it's sort of like when we brought over the cane toad.
Yeah.
For the cane beetle, yeah.
Yeah.
Just got it out of hand.
Just out of hand. Like, I would love to go to India.
Yeah.
But now knowing there's a chance to fall into the river with flesh-eating turtles, that scares the bejeebus out of me.
Yeah, right.
That's like a nightmare.
That's on the part of the list.
That's
yeah.
someone who's drawing a cartoon and taking it to the next level, but now I know it's real.
Yeah.
Freaks me out because we had turtles as pets and they were quite cute.
Yeah.
And looking into turtles, I thought there's got to be something that can bring it back to reality.
Okay.
And there is some nicer stuff about the cute little thing, turtles, that now kill people.
Yeah.
So turtles have been around a long, long time.
Yeah.
They've actually been roaming the earth for over 200 million years.
If you know, you know.
Lived alongside dinosaurs. If you know, you know.
To the turtles, way back then.
They bared witness to their extinction 65 million years ago. So they're older than mammals, lizards, crocodiles, snakes, and birds.
First-hand account.
Isn't that nuts? Love to into their little brain.
Same with crocodiles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this one is quite great for females. So female turtles can store sperm for up to 4 years. So no men, no problem, Josh. You know?
Because they can just...
After mating, they can just store it and go, do you know, I'm not ready yet have a baby. I'm not ready.
If you know, you know.
I love that. It's up to them. You know, they have the power.
That's right. Good on them.
It goes
freedom of choice.
And imagine that, you know.
And now I don't want it.
Yeah.
Now I'm not interested in kids. Okay, fair
call. No, thanks.
All right.
But this one is probably my favourite because it really makes me excited to maybe see a turtle swimming again.
Yeah.
Because turtles, hypothetically, can give you a high five. So most species of turtles have 5 toes on each limb. And so if they were swimming near you,
they
get a good, you know?
Oh, so that's a complete hypothetical. You're just basing on the fact that there's 5 toes.
I had to find a positive.
And we've got five fingers on the hand.
Yeah, well, before they were killing us.
I don't know if that's a fact.
It's just a positive way to end this, sorry. Give them a high five.
Your facts are getting less and less relevant, aren't they? It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
It was a bit of sad news today if you are a big fan of the band Midnight Oil, because they've announced that they're going on, a farewell tour.
That's it. They're done.
They're coming here to Mount Dunedin next year for a day on the green, and then 6 weeks after that they have their farewell concert in Sydney.
Oh, right, okay, so they're finishing off there. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And will they finish off? We're not too sure, but because of it, we're going to be playing this.
You spin that song the wrong way around. What is that song? Play it back now.
Play it back, good. Play it back.
We've even brought in the creators of the game, Andy and Ben from Weekend Breakfast. Hello.
Oh, it's good to be here. Feels great.
Jeez, you're up and about.
Yeah, it's nice to have my song played on the radio. Our voices hitting the air on a Friday afternoon.
On a weekday.
That gets you going.
Don't get enough airtime, you're saying.
Nah, well, no one listens on the weekend. So.
No, Ben, my mum does. We know that.
Sorry, that is true.
8 to 10, you can catch the boys.
All right.
So because Midnight Oil's announced their farewell show, I thought let's celebrate all those musicians that announced a farewell tour. I can't say it was their last one because many of them came back for a second.
Yeah.
But what I've done here is you're going to go head-to-head against Josh.
Yes. Perfect.
And it's just a song's reversed. If you can tell me who's behind that song and the name of it, well, boom.
So you're best of five. Obviously, you're going to call out your name.
Yeah, so we'll play with Bandy.
Bandy?
Bandy v. Josh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we go. First song. Josh.
Oh, I've got it. I know who it is. Okay.
Oh, damn it.
But does
it? Yeah, I've got 3, 2,
1. It's Aerosmith.
Oh! 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 Boys,
welcome to this game. That he does this to me every day. Hey.
You cannot buzz in and then wait.
What he did is he acts like he doesn't know.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
You can't do that.
Oh, I'm so glad you're witnessing this. People believe this is a trustworthy guy.
Oh, I know.
He is a snake.
You're really starting to rub me up the wrong way, Mr. Jeans.
Let's go, mate. Don't even look at him.
Josh is on the board with one. All right.
Don't look at him. Excellent.
Next one.
Bendy. Josh.
Bendy got
good,
him.
Good, Ben.
Now.
Good.
Good.
Take now. Your time, Ben.
We're going to need something, though.
I really can't help it. That is Savage Garden.
It is not Savage Garden.
I'm just going to go Elton John.
Josh, it is.
He's still going. He literally just released a song.
Yeah, but he had. Now. These are people who came out and announced a farewell tour.
Oh, okay.
I said. All right. A lot of them came back. Most of them do.
Listen, so you all need right. to get the next
you
one.
You need to get this one. I'm feeling it. This is a banger. All right. Yeah. Here we go.
Benny.
Give me anything.
I know this song.
I know the song. John Farnham?
No, I'm not looking.
Ben chimed in, so he will give the final answer. I was just trying to help him.
Touching
you. Sweet Caroline. Yes. Is the song Neil Diamond.
Yes! We've got a game.
Whose side are you on?
Just makes for an interesting game. We knew the song.
Okay.
In fairness, we said it. You didn't say it.
Oh, that's true. All right, here we go.
Benny. That's Queen.
That is not Queen.
Oh, you're filling. You're filling. Okay,
yeah. No, you're not.
Oh,
no.
That's Ben Buster.
I'll give you a clue.
Andy. My Chemical Romance.
No.
Well,
what's
Ben.
The clue?
AFL Grand Final halftime show. Terrible.
Oh, Meatloaf.
Oh, no.
Josh.
You can't have that. No
Josh.
Way.
I'm going to go Meatloaf.
Oh, no way. That's the answer.
Double points.
Right,
triple point.
Last one.
This triple. Is for winning. Right. So what's happened
can
here?
Can I just ask you just a favour? Can you not yell into the microphone?
He's never done radio before. So
right. Last one. Here we go.
Ben.
Andy. Yes. Go, Ben.
John Farnham.
Yeah!
Would you believe it?
We won!
Well, you didn't listen to my request, did you?
What?
Don't yell.
We won!
You're Josh driving down with John Farnham.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Grab your loofah and don't forget the shampoo. Herbie and Josh's shower thoughts.
K-Rock 955.
Jump on in, Herb Strutt.
Time to cleanse those thoughts.
Get them off.
It's just thoughts that pop into our head.
Yeah.
Probably not worthy of chatting a lot about.
No, that's right. We just thought we'd bring
we
it out with
throw
you.
Them out there.
See what you think.
Yeah.
Do you want to kick yourself?
Yeah, I'll kick it off.
Yeah, all right.
So, Finding Nemo.
Yep, great movie.
Great.
I told you, you got to watch Finding Dory as well, just as emotional.
I haven't watched it yet. But I was thinking about Nemo. Nemo was likely the only child of his species. Because you never see one fish have a fish. You know, it's lots.
Yeah.
So he's the only child.
Right.
You reckon?
I'm still confused about it.
Well, he doesn't have siblings.
Well, because they all died.
Forgot that part. Whoopsies.
There's been a lot of talk about political.
That's a shower thought, Josh.
That's it, you know. That's why you're getting it off your chest.
Yeah, now I know.
So there's a lot of talk about electric vehicles at the moment.
Oh, I'd love one. Just can't afford one.
Well, yeah. And then ScoMo's back flipped on it as well.
Oh.
But anyway. Is the world going to smell a whole lot different? Because obviously we think about, you know, when you like ride your bike in or you're walking and you smell like the exhaust of a car.
Yes.
You're like, oh.
And some stinky ones that drive past and then the black
sweat
comes out.
It's going to be, will we be able to like noticeably tell that there's a different smell around the world?
A cleaner smell.
Like you're walking around Geelong, you're like, well, you know what, today smells pretty good.
Yeah. Is there a scent we haven't smelt yet?
Are we going to be fitter? Just from walking
around. Time will tell.
Mm.
My next one,
think I have got this one.
Okay.
Actually, correct. Now, on a Friday, many people, yeah, they do tend to order fish and chips.
Yes.
And on a day like today, perfect,
yeah,
weather.
Absolutely.
Perfect. But fish and chips is the only food we accept being served on old newspaper, on old paper.
Just a bit of paper.
We, yeah, just accept it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Imagine if you order your Thai and then it just comes on paper. And you go, what are you doing here? And
it's like seeping through.
Yeah. Well, fish and chips can do it. Why can't we? You know?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Made up for it.
Yeah, that's really good. So this is a bit of a grimmer thought. Okay. But like, so you know when you buy a light bulb and then you replace it and you're like, oh, I'll eventually have to replace it.
Mm.
The older you get, right, is there a chance that that light bulb is going to outlast you? Like you get up, say I'm 80 and, yeah, I'm replacing a light bulb. Is that the last time I'm doing that light bulb?
It honestly could. Because you could, yeah, you could fall doing it. Got grim. Got grim.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Welcome your host, Louis Zacca.
G'day, Louis.
Hello, 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 hello.
In the building looking sharp. You're doing Movember. That mo's coming along very nicely.
Mm. How's your raising funds going? I've, yeah, still got to donate, to be honest.
Not bad, not bad. Yeah.
It'll be in there before the end of the month.
All for a good cause.
Absolutely.
That's the main thing, yeah. It's not. I've figured it's not so much about the money, but getting word out there and raising the awareness.
100%. Well, you're in here for a quiz, one which Josh and I, each week, we find out how much we've been listening to.
We don't look very educated on this quiz, I'll be honest with you.
It's not just the quiz, I think, on our show.
Points were given for dancing at the songs.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, maybe you would win a game for once, yeah. All right, five questions, best of five, names as buzzers, let's go.
Question one, who's the new captain of the Australian cricket team?
Josh. Pat Cummins.
Correct.
Which we're not too sure about, a bowler being captain.
As if he's taking, yeah, you know, like...
Are you always putting yourself... Like, now I'll question whenever he's bowling.
And is he thinking about everything while he's bowling too?
I don't know. In saying that, rip a bloke.
Yeah, good on him. Yeah. Never met him personally, but I'm sure he'll do well.
Met him once, but as a fan.
Question two, what makes his appointment so unusual?
Josh, because he's a bowler.
Correct. First time in over 60 years.
Oh, yeah, 60 years.
63 years.
For good reason. Main
captain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we'll see.
Yeah, what other option did they have?
Well, they weren't going to put Steve Smith back in, obviously. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think once you've taken it off him for that, whatever happened.
He's vice, though, and that was a weird thing, too.
I reckon he could have gone in.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not part of the squad, obviously.
Head of the cheating scandal, you know.
Yeah, but he was.
Doesn't look great, does it? Anyway.
Who visited Geelong today?
Herbie.
Oh,
yeah. Dan Andrews.
Correct.
We'll find out more details about that later.
Yeah, absolutely. What did he have to say about the big thing?
The big thing. What big shopping day is today?
Josh. It's Black Friday.
For the win.
That annoys me. Have you already been...
These are the easiest questions we've had. Yeah.
Have you been tempted by the sales yet?
No, I'm thinking of getting a TV, maybe.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. What about you?
I've bought some leggings.
Did you?
Yeah, some fitness leggings.
Not the TikTok ones.
No. My ones I had on, I just bought the exact same pair because I had a hole in the butt, so, you know.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
Oh, you do too.
Sorry, bro. It's a good quiz.
Is it? I think everyone's scarred, to be honest.
Louis Zacca,
thank you so much for your time. Oh, God, I don't think anyone was expecting that. We're all still recovering. All right, me and Josh driving you. I'm with K-Rock 955.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, we were just talking before about Diego Maradona, massive star.
Massive football player.
Was worshipped in Argentina, so much so they had to take precautions when they buried him.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I'm confused too. So there was this big plot about what they were going to do when he died. So fans of his were, you know, obviously obsessed with him.
So he's like a god for them over there.
Absolutely.
And king.
Soccer fraternities or football fraternities, whatever you want to say. But so when he died, they made the conscious decision to remove his heart before they buried him because there was plans to dig up his body and remove his heart.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was.
Why would you want his heart?
I don't know.
Like, it's not like it's going to come back alive. And there he is.
It doesn't give you powers either.
No.
But I suppose if you had the heart Diego Maradona, it's probably a talking point.
Show and tell. What
yeah,
do you have?
Like, come through the corridor.
Would you believe it? I have a heart.
No, I don't just have a portrait of him. I've got his heart. That's it. That jar right there. Look but don't touch. Anyway, so yeah, they made the decision, obviously. And they also wanted to study it because his heart was pretty cooked.
Yeah.
He was a bit of a partier back in
okay.
the day. And so they thought, how can one man, they couldn't believe how long he survived, really.
Exactly. All right. See, that makes sense. I get that. Okay.
Yeah. But so I was like, oh, I wonder if there's been any other quirky sort of burial things. Not so much to the extent that they've removed body organs.
Which is good to know and relieving from when we leave this earth.
That's right. But there is some interesting stories about what people have been buried with, what famous celebrities. And how they've been buried.
Yeah.
For instance, one of our favourite people, the Colonel Sanders.
We do love him.
He was buried in the uniform that he wore back in like 1950.
Really?
The one that he made famous, the all-white suit. The
looking
black
sharp.
String tie.
Right to the end.
Yeah.
Surely he snuck a little chicken drumstick under the wing or something, you know?
Potentially. You'd think that he'd have something like that.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
Sorry, seasoned with the
herbs and spices.
Yeah,
that's where the secret lies.
Frank Sinatra, though.
Yeah. He got buried with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Interesting.
Apparently
right on.
Had one on stage every night. And then so he was buried with it. Everyone thought it was just a rumour and that Jack Daniels had said it. But no, it was true that he had actually been buried with it.
He really liked it.
That's, I don't know.
Interesting choice.
It is interesting.
Each to their own.
Whitney Houston.
Oh,
massive
star. Voice. Yes.
Absolutely incredible. Well, she's still going around today. People keep remixing her songs. They're that good. She had a gold-lined coffin with tens of thousands of dollars in it. Just cash.
Why?
Don't know.
I'm...
She was also buried.
Is that a bit of a waste?
Wearing up to about 500,000 Australian dollars worth of jewels and designer clothes. Now, I'm with you. If that was my mum, I would be cut.
I would be doing what the Argentinians are going to do.
I'd be bearing up the money. Give it back, mum.
Stuff it's, the heart or the diamonds.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
All right, Herbs, this is where we like to get your thoughts on the week.
Yes.
See what you've been thinking about. Also, basically, do you like things?
Yeah.
Yeah, now for no. No,
I'm
yeah, for yes.
Up. I'm ready.
Doing stretches, okay?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Exactly. You can do what you want on that side of the desk. Okay, kicking off with this one, avocado.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Avocado is so good. And the only thing bad about it is when you get a bad one.
Oh, yeah.
And you hate it. You blame yourself. You think, why did I pick that? My hands chose that Bruce thing.
And you know that it's going to, like, it's during the shepherd season, isn't it? Really? And you pick it and you know it's still hard, but you still think I'm going to.
You're like, it might be a bit soft by the time I get home.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's a rock.
Anyway, so they're starting to exclude it from menus across the UK because of environmental factors. And then they also think that there's links, which there is, to organised crime in Mexico.
Is there?
Yeah. A lot of them own avocado farms around the world, apparently.
Are you kidding me?
Well, that's what they reckon. But then basically these people are outraged about it because they're still serving meat on those menus. They're also using fava beans as an alternative, which uses more water
exactly.
than avocados. So there's always interesting ways that people take on.
Well, people always have their knickers in a knot about something. You know?
That's right. Leave the avocado. I want the guac. I'm happy to pay $2 extra. It's fine. 3D printers.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, they are insane. They are so smart. The things that they can do.
The printers are.
Yeah. Well, they're smarter than what you and I could produce.
The people that made them,
yeah.
I would say.
Geniuses.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's advancing into the medical world. We've heard about how they're going to.
Prosthetics?
Yeah, do that. And also organs down the track. But people that need fake eyes or a false eye, they can now print them, is going to save time because it takes 2.5 hours to print an eyeball, whereas opposed to the what's happening now where it takes up to 6 weeks and you have to have surgery and
Gets constructed and everything.
Exactly, in the eye socket. So
that is amazing.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's a moment where you look at the medical world and you think, look how far we've come.
Advancing, isn't it?
Wow, that's crazy.
Having a pet hamster.
Yeah, nah.
Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. No way. No.
I remember a few people had them, but then they always had poo in their fur and stuff. Yeah.
They're just, for me, nah. I actually don't. They make me feel a little bit gross.
Sad day in the trading world. Mr. Gox, the hamster with a better portfolio than Warren Buffett, he predicted cryptocurrencies, which ones he was going to buy, which ones he was going to sell.
A hamster.
And he's sadly passed away.
How old do these things live?
I don't think they last too long, the old hamsters, do they?
But what life he had.
But, I mean, he obviously made someone very rich.
He's made an impact on this world.
But, I mean, what does that say? If a hamster
can do it spinning on a wheel.
What are we doing?
Not much, Josh.
No. can't even make any money. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie, finally, the draft has finally wrapped up. It used to be one day, now it's... You know, forever.
It's a festival.
It's a festival, that's for sure. But the Cats, it's a bit of a local flavour that they've added to the team, and we've got the man that knows everything, Tom King from K-Rock Football. How are you?
Josh Wright.
That's it.
Herbie with an H.
It's been a while. Nice to be back.
Yeah.
Nice to be back. I wouldn't have spoken to you guys since before the grand final.
Ooh,
jeez,
yeah.
That is a while, isn't
it? That's a long time ago.
So we're going back 8 or 9 weeks. No, yeah, you're right. The Festival of Draft has come to an end. Round one was on Wednesday night. A bit boring.
Do you like it? Do you like?
Nah.
I just think the one night.
Why are they doing it?
Because it's what they do in America with the NFL. They
just drag it out.
They do the first round, and then they, you know, get the big name.
A lot more money in the NFL.
Yes, I know.
But I love the AFL more.
I suspect there's probably a TV broadcaster called Fox that's probably happy for it to go over a couple of nights as well.
That's right, yeah.
So the Cats, 6 picks overall, so 5 in the national draft. They were all last night, didn't have a first-round pick, and then just a rookie draft pick just moments ago. So I come to you fresh from that. But in the national draft, fantastic. 3 Geelong Falcons have found their way to the Cattery. And Geelong have always had a penchant for picking a Falcon. They know they can settle them very quickly. They can live at home, obviously because they're still teenagers. Yeah.
And they've been watching them all, you know.
And they've watched them very closely. Yeah, yeah. And in some way too, some of the, you know, the players already know these kids because they've been in, you know, their talent system. So they've crossed paths, they've, you know, had access to facilities, et cetera. They've played at GMHBA Stadium, all that sort of thing. So Toby Conway, 205 centimetre ruckman.
Yeah.
Was wow.
He was the other day.
Yeah, he was in the other.
That's the one Josh came back and he's like, I'm so short.
Yes. But he's only 97 kilos, so
he's
got some weight to put on. He's probably got to put on about 8 or 9. So he will.
That's okay. It's just the beginning.
He'll be our friends at KFC, and he comes from St Mary's, who are closely aligned with KFC, the Hosking family. So I'm sure he'll be loading up on that to build himself up. Good work. So he was 24. Pick 25 was the pick the Cats got in a bit of a swap with the Bulldogs, and it worked out well because they got Mitch Nevitt from Grovedale, who's a 193 centimetre midfielder. So think Paddy Cripps if you follow Carlton. Similar height. So he'll be really good. Pick 32, a kid from North Adelaide called Willis.
Willis?
Yeah, surname. Surname Willis.
What
you talking about, Willis? Yes, I did tweet that last night. I'm looking forward to getting that in. Kid called Kroger. So the Cats had a Kroger. So they got rid of Freddie Kroger and they've brought in Chad Kroger.
Nickelback.
Eastern Rangers kid. Pick 64, Cooper White from Grovedale. So Grovedale have, Grovedale have given us, obviously, White and Nevitt, Grian Myers, Ryan Abbott.
Wow. Just a few.
It's a breeding ground. Grovedale,
Abbott's not there anymore. Cooper White actually played in a under-17 premiership with Grovedale that Grian Myers was assistant coach of a couple of years ago.
Connections.
Correct. So that was the national draft, and we've just had the rookie draft. Cats used only one of their 2 picks, and on a kid called Ollie Dempsey. Now, you have to do a deep dive to find him because he wasn't on like a traditional NAB league, you know, come through a club in Melbourne or the Falcons or something like that. He's been playing school footy at Carey Grammar. up in Melbourne.
Well, oh, Kerry's yeah. got a, they've always got a very good side.
Yeah, strong.
But he's been a basketballer. So he actually only came back into footy this year. And the Cats, as they want to do, they find these little diamonds in the rough and go, yeah, we see some potential there. So he's been picked up at pick 15. And there'll be one more pick potentially the Cats can use as a spot on the list for a rookie that they can use either with a pre-season supplementary pick or they can use in next year's mid-season draft. So just got off the phone from Stephen Wells then. I actually timed it very nicely to come on here with you guys.
Thank you so much for that. And if you want to read more, of course, carrollfootball.com.au.
Yeah, and there's plenty. And we did some those interviews. You saw Big Toby Conway. So Conway, Nevitt and Cooper White, extended interviews pre-draft. If you want to get a feel for their personalities, you can check them out as well at the website.
So I'm King Carroll Footy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.